This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 12 states' attorneys general have sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services asking that it expand the very narrow religious exemptions in the HHS mandate. With the goal of readily interdicting any pregnancy, the rules require religious groups and companies to pay for everything contraceptive, including birth control or drugs that cause abortions. Death threats against the North Dakota governor and pro-life North Dakota legislators have come on the heels of threats of lawsuits in that state. Activists involved in opposing pro-life legislation in North Dakota first blew the whistle on the death threats from other pro-abortion activists. Governor Jack Dalrymple recently signed three anti-abortion laws passed by the North Dakota legislature. A bill in the Florida state legislature would provide medical care and legal protection for babies who are born alive after failed abortions. The Planned Parenthood abortion business in Florida is opposing that legislation. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. An opinion piece by Cal Thomas at our website, lifenews.com, tells how many doctors are planning to retire early in response to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. He says the president's promises about saving money and allowing you to keep your existing health plan are proving to be false. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.